The following presentation was made available by Inspiration Express as part of the daily Kitzur Shulchan Aruch calendar program. There are many more free lectures and resources available at www.kitzur365.org. Today's lecture is given by Rabbi Dov Lev.
We are now learning Simin Kuf Chaf Hei of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, the laws of Tisha B'Av that fall on Sunday or on Shabbos and gets postponed to Sunday. Halacha Aleph. Tisha B'Av shechol bi'echad b'Shabbos. If Tisha B'Av falls out on Sunday, o shechol b'Shabbos v'nidche le'echad b'Shabbos, or if it falls on Shabbos and then gets postponed till Sunday, ochlin b'Shabbos b'basar v'shosin yayin. On Shabbos, we eat meat and drink wine, even though normally on Erev Tisha B'Av we would not eat meat and drink wine, but since it's Shabbos, we are allowed to. Vafilo besuda shlishis shalacha mincha mutar barkol, and even at the third meal, which is after mincha, it's late in the day, it's still permitted to eat and drink everything. Ach lo yeshiv oz besudas chaverim, but that's not a time to sit together with a suda with friends, meaning this is not a time for a social gathering. Vimchol bris mila, yasu hasuda kodem mincha, and if there's a bris that day, so then they make the meal before mincha. Avu mutar le'echol im bnei beso v'yachol levarach v'zimun, but certainly one is allowed to eat together with his family, and then they are allowed to make a bracha. They could bench with a zimun as they normally do on Shabbos. This is a chiddush. This is a surprise because on Erev Tisha B'Av, you're not supposed to bench b'zimun in the meal that's made right before the fast. V'tzarech lahafsik mibo'od yom, and they have to stop eating while it's still daytime. Ki b'bein hashmashos asar ba'achila ushtia rechitza, because once it is ready b'bein hashmashos, then it's forbidden to eat, drink, and to wash. Ach haminalim lo yachlots ad la'acha baruchu, but one does not need to take off his shoes until they say baruchu. It actually would be considered a desecration to some degree of Shabbos to be walking around barefoot. So therefore, until Shabbos is really over, meaning that the chazan starts baruchu, one should not take off his shoes. But the chazan himself should take off his shoes before he begins v'hurachum of Ma'ariv, kidei shelo levavo daito, so he shouldn't get all mixed up. V'yomer mitchila birkas hamavdil ben kodesh l'chol below shem ha'malchus, but before taking off his shoes, he should say baruch hamavdil ben kodesh l'chol without saying a bracha. Now, that's going to be a form of havdalah. The source for this halacha, that when Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos, we postpone it till Sunday, can be found in Gemara Megillah Daf Hei Amud Aleph. The Gemara explains that the reason why we postpone the fast rather than make it earlier is because Da'akdume Peron Yosa Lo Makdiminan, which means that we do not take bad things and make them occur earlier. Tisha B'Av is not something we look forward to, so we're better off postponing it rather than making it earlier. It is clear that one may not fast or demonstrate any elements of mourning on Shabbos. There is a machlokis haposkim, whether it is a Torah violation to fast on Shabbos, or is it merely a rabbinic prohibition. There is a tshuva from the Rashba in which he deduces that it is the position of the Rambam that it is aser min haTorah to fast on Shabbos. On the other hand, there's a tshuva from the Tzemach Tzedek in which he concludes that the iser is merely midivrei sofrim. In the Minchas Chinuch, he wonders, why is it so obvious that when a fast day falls out on Shabbos that we postpone it? Since if the source for the prohibition of fasting on Shabbos is midrabanan, or midivrei sofrim perhaps, and the obligation to fast on all of these tanesim is also midivrei sofrim, so maybe we should indeed be fasting on Shabbos. So the Minchas Chinuch explains that the four fasts, which are midivrei sofrim, that are mentioned in the Nevi'im, do not have a particular day designated to it. In other words, the obligation to fast, according to the Nevi'im, was to fast one day in the month of Av, and one day in the month of Tevis, and one day in the month of Tammuz. As far as which day to choose, that was left up to the individual. And it is really clear in the Psukim, because it refers to it as Tzom HaRavi, Tzom HaChamishi, Tzom HaAsiri. You see that the fasts are associated with the month rather than with the day. However, after the destruction of the second Beis HaMikdash, the Chachamim chose particular days which they determined would be the most appropriate days for us to fast, and those days became obligatory. However, if those days would fall out on Shabbos, we would postpone the fast till after Shabbos. There's a very interesting Gemara in Megillah, Daf Hei Amud Beis. It says there that Rebbe wanted to uproot Tisha B'Av, but the Chachamim did not agree with him. Rebbe here is referring to Rebbe Yehuda Hanasi. So the Gemara says, Rebbe Abba Bazavda said, that wasn't what occurred, but rather, the situation was that Tisha B'Av fell out on Shabbos, and they postponed it to after Shabbos. And Rebbe Yehuda Hanasi said, well, since it was postponed, then it should be postponed indefinitely. And that's the case where the Chachamim did not agree with Rebbe's conclusion. In other words, it wasn't that he wanted to uproot Tisha B'Av entirely, but he felt that when Tisha B'Av would fall out on Shabbos, that there'd be no need to fast at all, neither on Shabbos nor on any other day. So the Chasam Sofer asked, he says, I don't understand. He said, in any year in which Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos, so then the 17th of Tammuz would also fall out on Shabbos. So what happened all of a sudden in Tisha B'Av that there was a dispute whether to postpone the Tzom of the 9th of Av? They already had the same argument, it would seem, by the 17th of Tammuz. So the Chasam Sofer suggests that even Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi would agree that the 17th of Tammuz should indeed be postponed till Sunday, in the case we fell out on Shabbos, because that is still Shayach, it still relates to the period of the 3 weeks. As opposed to, in a situation where Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos, once it's over, it's over. The three-week period of mourning for the Beis HaMikdash is gone. So therefore, according to Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, there's no point in fasting on Sunday. Of course, the halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, and the halacha for us is that when Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos, we do indeed fast the next day on Sunday. Halacha Beis, Leil Shabbos Shechol Bo Tisha B'Av Aser B'Tashmash Hamita. If Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos, then that Friday night is forbidden in marital relations. Imlo Kishechol Oz Leil Tfilosa, unless that is the night on which a woman goes to the mikvah. But otherwise, it is necessary to abstain. Now this that the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch paskins that Tashmish Amita is forbidden on Tisha B'Av when it falls on Shabbos is actually subject to a dispute among the Rishonim. And in fact, the Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber paskins that Tashmish Amita is permissible on this Shabbos, and the Vilna Gaon paskins the same. It is only the Ramah who is Machmir, and the Ramah brings down that for Leil Tefillah we make exception. And clearly, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch is following the position of the Ramah. Halacha Gimel. Omrim Av HaRachmim U'maskirin Neshamas B'Shachris. On Shachris of Tisha B'Av that falls out on Shabbos, we say Av HaRachmim, as well as the Haskaras Neshamos. Avo b'mincha ein omrim tzidkos kot tzedek, but by mincha we do not say tzidkos kot tzedek because it has the status of being a moed. Halacha dalid. Tisha B'av shechol b'Shabbos, when Tisha B'av falls out in Shabbos, yesh lahachmer shelo lomod ki im dvarim hamutarim lomod b'Tisha B'av, one should be strict to only learn Torah from those aspects which are permitted to learn on Tisha B'av. Now the Mishnah Berurah says that up until Chatzos, up until halachic midday on Shabbos, it is mutter to learn whatever you want. And after Chatzos, he says there are shitas, there are opinions that everything is permissible as well, and one has the right to rely on those views. Certainly it's better to learn on the afternoon of Tisha B'Av rather than for a person to waste his time. Again, we're talking about in a situation where Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos, since there are opinions that say that all learning is mutter, even in the afternoon, if someone is not going to be learning things which are appropriate for Tisha B'Av, he's better off learning than doing nothing. So the Kitzur goes on and says, "Ulechein ein omrim perki avos." Based on this, they do not say perki avos. Avolikros hasidra shnai mikra ve'echa targum mutter, but it's permissible to read the parsha shnai mikra ve'echa targum. Umikoshken kodem chatzos hayom, and even more so to do. It's certainly permissible to do it before halachic midday. V'imchol be'erev Tisha B'Av. And if Shabbos is Erev Tisha B'Av, Aser La'acha Chatzos Hayom B'Limud Kimo B'Shar Erev Tisha B'Av, it is forbidden in the afternoon of Shabbos to learn all those things that are Aser to learn on the afternoon of every other Erev Tisha B'Av, which we discussed earlier in Siman Kuf Chav Gimel. Halacha Hay discusses the Tfilas on Matzei Shabbos when it is Tisha B'Av. He says, Kodem Arvis Ein Omrim Lamnatzeach Bin Ginos. Those communities that have the custom of saying Lamnatzeach Bin Ginos, every Matzei Shabbos should not say it on Tisha B'Av. V'Ein Omrim V'Hinoam Kodem V'Yata Kadosh. And a person should not say V'Hinoam before V'Yata Kadosh. Mishum the Nisiyasad our Kamas HaMishkan, because it was established because of the erection of the Mishkan, the Ata Nechrav, and now the Mishkan and the Beis HaMikdash have been destroyed. Gam Ein Omrim V'Yitin Lecha, we also do not say V'Yitin Lecha on that Matzei Shabbos. V'Ein Mevarachin Asabonim, and the minig is that we do not give brachas to the children. Halacha Vav discusses Havdalah of Matzei Shabbos when it is Tisha B'Av. He says, Mishatechshach, once it gets dark, Kishu Roa Es HaNer, and he sees a candle, Mevarech Bore Ma'ore HaEsh. So he makes the bracha of Ma'ore HaEsh in it. Ubishmone Esrei, and in Shmone Esrei of Ma'ariv, Omrim Atachon Antano, they say the Havdalah, Ava Ein Mavdilon Al Akos ad Matzai Tisha B'Av, but they do not say Havdalah over a cup of wine up until Sunday night when Tisha B'Av, when the fast is over. V'ozhu mavdu akos, and then he makes Havdalah over the cup. Avo einu mevarach lo al besamim, but he does not make a bracha on spices. V'lo al haner, nor does he make the bracha over a candle on Sunday night. Afilu lo berach alav v'matzai Shabbos, even if he did not make the bracha on it on Saturday night. And the reason is because the bracha on Ner is unique to Matzei Shabbos. If you missed out making that bracha on any Matzei Shabbos, it cannot be said the following night. V'yazir livnei beso shelo yasu melacha, and he should warn his family that they should not engage in melacha, Ache yomru hamavdu ben kodesh lechol below shem malchus, until they say baruch hamavdu without the bracha, meaning the members of his household who are not davening ma'ariv and will not be saying atachon antano, so they have to be careful not to do malacha until they say some form of havdalah. Im shachach loma atachon antano, if In Shemone Esrei, a person forgot to say Atachon Antano. Eino Tzarech Lachzar, he does not need to go back. Elogomer Tfiloso, but rather he completes his Shemone Esrei and skips it. Shara Yavdu B'Motzei Tishabov, our coast, because on Sunday night he will be reciting Havdalah over a cup. V'lo Yitam Kodem, and he will not be eating until then. V'im Tzarech Lastos Melacha, and if a person needs to do melacha beforehand, yom retchila hamavdu ben kodesh below shem hamalchus, so then he should say baruch hamavdu without the bracha. Halacha zayin, Tisha B'av shachol b'shabbos v'nitchil yom rishon. If Tisha B'av falls out on Shabbos and then gets postponed to Sunday, belaila shalacha hatainis, on Sunday night asurin b'basav v'yayin, they are forbidden to eat meat or drink wine, kimo b'shar Tisha B'av, just like any other night after Tisha B'av, mipnei avelus hayom, because of the avelus of that day. However, there's no need to refrain from taking haircuts, or from shaving, or from bathing, or from washing, because it is not the 10th of Av. It's already the 11th of Av. Avol lemachar, but on Monday morning, mutarin miyad bakol, he is immediately allowed to eat anything, which means he can eat meat and drink wine already on Monday morning. It's not like a regular Tisha B'av that you have to wait until the following afternoon. Halacha Ches discusses what happens if there's a bris milah on a postponed Tisha B'av, meaning the bris is scheduled for Sunday. The 9th of Av was Shabbos, so everyone is fasting on Sunday. Now, we previously discussed the halachas of a bris on Tisha B'av, but now this is all different, because it's not really Tisha B'av. So the halacha is mutar lebalei habris, dahainu avia ben, v'ima v'amo v'sandik, lispalo mincha gedola, the Bali Simcha, meaning the parents of the baby, and the Moa on the Sandik, are allowed to daven Mincha early, haino chatzi shal achatzarayim, a half hour after chatzos, v'oz mutter lahavdu ala kos, then they make havdalah over a cup of wine, v'lecho v'lerchotz, and they eat and they wash, because for them they are celebrating the bris that day. Avos suda, but to make a whole meal, lo yasu ad halayla, they would wait until Sunday night, and at that point other people can join them for the suda as well. V'chein b'pidyon haben bizmano, the same thing applies for a pidyon haben on its proper day. Ho'av v'hakohen lo yashlimo, the father of the baby, as well as the kohen, who is accepting the redemption, do not need to complete their fast. One of the fascinating questions that are discussed in the poskim is what happens if a child is born on the day after a public fast, meaning the 18th of Tammuz, or the 10th of Av, or the 4th of Tishrei, such that in the year of the boy's bar mitzvah, or in the year of the girl's bas mitzvah, their birthday falls out on a Sunday, meaning that in that year, the fast of the 17th of Tammuz, or of Tisha B'av, or of Tzom Gedalia, fell out on Shabbos, and therefore was postponed to Sunday. So now there's a very interesting question as to whether the child is obligated to fast on the postponed fast day. Because on one hand, we can argue that the postponed fast day is just the makeup, it's just the tashlumin of the fast day itself. And since the fast was on a day when he or she was still a child, still a minor, therefore, the day of the Tashlumin meaning the day of his bar or her bas mitzvah, they would be exempt from fasting that day. And this is in fact the position of the Avnei Nezer. On the other hand, there's argument to say that when Chazal originally instituted these fast days, they knew that the 17th of Tammuz and Tisha B'Av and that Tzom Gedalia often fall out on Shabbos, and therefore in the original institution they said in years such that these fast days fall on Shabbos, then the obligation of the Tainis would be on Sunday. If that's the case, that means that we're not viewing the postponed fast day as merely being a tashlumin, but rather it has within it a fulfillment of the intrinsic enactment that was originally made by Chazal. If this is indeed the case, then someone whose birthday is on the day of the postponed fast, they would indeed be required to fast on that day. And many poskim do follow this latter position, and they would say that someone whose bar or bas mitzvah is on the day of the Tainis Nitche, this person would be required to fast on that day. And this concludes the halachas of Tisha B'Av. The next siman will deal with other halachas and minhagim that relate to remembering the Churban of the Beis HaMikdash.